The frustrating thing of the groups that are around here in Sligo, Mayo and Donegal is their concerns in relation to this legislation. It has to be scrutinised. If it's not, and what the government are trying to do is rush it in, our concerns is we're going back to square one. What we're asking for them, like any house at the Rochtus, that they're brought in and the special people, advisors that are there, and even the opposition get a chance to talk and discuss exactly what happens. It's open to the floor for the TDs and the senators as well. And what we're asking, the expertise needs to be brought into this and needs to be addressed once and for all. There are concerns from the insurance groups, from experts on concrete, and also the concerns of the families from Donegal, Sligo and Mayo in relation to this. And I think that the government need to listen to us. We've seen already with the sliding scale and how they got that wrong. They can't afford to get this wrong now. And as I says, the families don't mind if this goes off another month to make sure it's done right, at least it's done right. And it's not just for our families, it's for the next generation of families as well, that this legislation is done and scrutinised right.
The last time that this was raised in the Dáil, Housing Minister Dara O'Brien, he did say that he has been in consultation with the homeowners, and he said that such a scrutiny would delay the scheme further. But you're confident that the homeowners would rather the delay if it was right?
We're 10 years waiting for this. The people in Donegal and Mayo are 10 years waiting for it. They don't mind waiting another month. It's better to do it right. What's the point of rushing through something that's going to have an effect on us down the line in a very short time on this decision? So the minister needs to listen in once again to the families. I mean, this is the same minister that listened to us and then brought in the sliding scale. So it's important now that he listens to us and takes our advice. They're the people that's living in the homes. I'm the PRO for the Sligo Action Group here in Sligo. We have 200 families affected by it. We want to see it done right. And as I says, time is needed now. Take a cool head, step back, and give us that time to make sure that this legislation is scrutinised and the right things is done for once.